So this is what we will not do in this class. So this is multimedia technologies, which is digital audio and video. So one of the classic technologies is called real audio. Some of this lecture will hopefully be available in real audio, not all. As you notice, we ran out of disk space recording the real audio that I was doing. However, it got restarted. I just say a couple of important points as to what's wrong with the current web in the area of audio and video. Well, actually, it's not too bad for audio, but for video, it's, there's something very seriously wrong with it. If you go to a website and click on some sort of MPEG video, what it will typically do is it will take a bunch of digital video frames, download a big file to your computer, and then play it. So that almost all video on the web will do that. However, that's obviously an unacceptable thing to do in general, because if you clicked on a movie, you wouldn't be in general willing to wait for the many, many hours it will take to download it. So the critical technology for multimedia information is called streaming technology, and that's what Marek Pogorny describes in his other class. It is the ability to have a server somewhere, a client here, the server sends digital audio or video information down a network, and it appears on the client, and it appears with good enough quality that people's ears and eyes consider it acceptable. And that's highly challenging, because typically with documents, your eye is very tolerant. If there's a delay, there's a delay. But if there's audio or video, if in the middle of a scene, in the middle of an image, the audio cuts out or the video stops, then you're very intolerant of that. If you go to have broadcast or cable TV, you're not allowed to have cutouts in the middle of your scene. So that's why so-called quality of service is extremely important. You must have guaranteed bandwidth to enable digital audio and video. And it has to be that digital video is very important, because if you look at the consumer market today, the dominant way information is transferred is not documents. It is video. It's TV, not radio. So images and video are known to be the most light of the dissemination technologies. So for the web to be a viable information system of great consumer importance, it must support streaming digital video and streaming digital audio. And roughly in a nutshell, if you have a dedicated link, we can do streaming digital video for you. On the internet, you can do streaming digital audio, and we can do that over a phone line link. But there's a lot of work still needs to be done to make this real.